is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Bledisloe Cup is back. Wallabies versus All Blacks, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by one of the stars of the AFL, St Kilda's Jack Steele.
The Saints have a massive three games to try and book themselves a spot in September.
Triple M rocks finals footy.
Luckily, they'll be led by the man who got them there last time.
Nice snap out of the pack. It's another one for the Saints. And absolutely loving the goal is Jack Steele. He's dancing around because he knows the Saints are marching into the finals.
Please welcome St Kilda captain, Jack Steele.
And I tell you what, Bill, the St Kilda faithful liken him to Lenny Hayes.
I know.
And praise comes no higher.
Exactly right. Great to have you on board, Jackie Steele. And I tell you what, you'll be looking forward to going down the highway to GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. Obviously, can't wait to get down there on Saturday night and play the Mighty Cats, who are number one at the moment. So we know it's going to be a tough challenge down at GMHBA, but we've obviously already played in this year and we're able to get a nice win against him. So, yeah, like I said before, it'd be a great challenge for us.
Yeah, sucked in, Bill. You forgot that, didn't you?
I did.
Just had it over your mob.
Not down there. I tell you what, it's lovely down there. The lights are good, mate. All the ferals will be out. Oh, you'll love it down there.
Yeah, I can't wait. It should be good fun, Bill.
Now, the comparisons with the great Lenny Hayes, Steely. You've been there long enough now, over 100 games at that amazing footy club and now the co-captain, obviously, to know just how highly regarded Lenny Hayes is.
What did Ross Lyon say? Enormous.
Yeah, they did, Bill.
Yeah, I suppose it's a fair rap that I get getting compared to Lenny. And I don't think it's probably warranted, to be honest, just yet. Not until my career's done, and he's got some pretty big accomplishments next to his name. So, it doesn't feel right, my name next to his. But I was lucky enough to be coached under him at the Giants, and he's a great man. Was a great footballer, but yeah, he's a better person as well. So, yeah, I suppose it is a huge rap.
Huge rap indeed, mate. Another one from Canberra, Jim. Who's the best?
Bell Connon.
Yeah, Bell Connon, Jim. Who's the best footballer to come out of Canberra? A Jackie boy?
Probably Hurdy.
Oh, yeah, it's not Jack, a bad one.
Yeah, pretty Jack's good. Heard. Decent player.
I think Alex Jezelenko is from there as well.
Jezza, decent player.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Who else of late? There hasn't been a lot from of late.
Joshy Bruce.
Tom Green. From the Giants, he's going all right at the moment. So, drips and drabs, we're coming out of Canberra. But Brett Allison, I think, was
the fruit bat,
the only other one who's played or come from Belconnen. So, there's only a few of us.
Well, nice and cold this time of year in Canberra.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's winter.
You know, Jackie Steele. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is winter.
Yeah.
It's like -3 in that joint. It's the coldest place in Australia.
In Fishwick, is it, Jack?
Yeah, in Fishwick, it gets pretty cold.
What is Fishwick, the suburb, like? Is it all right or what?
No, it's not. It's,
Steely.
You still buy videos?
Bill's had a fixation with Fishwick since the mid-80s when it was the Australian hub of porn. And Bill hasn't been able to let it go since.
I haven't spent too much time in Fishwick, to be honest, but used to be the place to get some fireworks, so that's the only time I ever ventured out that way. So
porn fireworks, that was it.
And one's banned now and one you can get anywhere, so Fishwick sort of moved on a bit properly, Bill. Do you get home at all, Steely? How often do you go back to Canberra?
Yeah, I try to get back here and there. Obviously, the Giants still play there, so when I was with the Giants, I'd sort of play a bit of footy there, but we're lucky enough to play a game there earlier this year against my old mob in the Giants, and like you said before, it's freezing cold this time of the year, so I don't really like to get back there for a spell because, it's not much of a relaxing sort of holiday. But at the end of the year, I'll probably try and venture back there in Christmas time, all that sort of stuff, to see folks and, the rest of the family and friends and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's not so much the place that I miss. It's definitely the people.
Now, Jaron Geary has retired after a wonderful time at the Saints. Does that leave you as the only captain?
What do you mean?
Well,
co-captain.
You're co-captain with anyone else I don't like. I like a big man, a strong man, the main man being the captain on his own. So does that happen next year for you?
Well, yeah, I'm the only captain this year, actually.
Good. I like
so,
it.
Yeah.
I've had enough of that. I mean, I love Gears. We all do. Yeah. But, Bill, there's one man at a club.
Yeah, which is Jackie Boy.
Of course it
How
is.
Did you go with the captaincy? Because you are pretty quiet. That's what they tell me. And so have you grown into it and you enjoy it now?
I definitely have grown into the role. I've had some really great support in Gears himself and then a few others around me to try and encourage me to, I suppose, speak out a little bit more because people do say that what I do say is important, but I just don't say enough of it. So it has definitely helped my football and my leadership skills, just trying to have that little bit more responsibility on my shoulders. And
What's the hardest bit? What have you found hardest about taking that role on?
Heads or tails?
That is a tough one because Giz has always told me to go heads, but I've always gone tails. And I've lost probably 70 to 80% of coin tosses this year. So that's been the most disappointing thing. But the toughest thing is probably just having those hard conversations with some of your closer mates at the club. When you need a little bit more out of them or they're not doing the right thing, it's being able to sit them down as the captain of the football club, not so much their mate. It's hard to separate those two sort of things. But like I said before, I feel like I'm getting more comfortable as time goes on.
Tim Payne, I think it was, Ashes series in England, lost all 5 tosses.
Yeah.
So you've got good company now.
And DRSs too. And,
it wasn't great at them. But under the roof, Steely, it doesn't actually matter. Heads, tails.
Yeah.
It might Saturday night,
There's
Steely.
No wind going anywhere at Marvel. We're not talking about GMHBA fat.
Well, that's where he played Saturday night.
Yeah, but that's once
important.
A year.
Shut up.
And that's hard for him. Most people don't need to go there at all.
You're still there, Jack?
We're taking a break, Steely, because I don't know whether this has drifted back to you, but you were included in a very prestigious list not so long ago, so we're going to run that by you next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. I'll write that down to him.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
We're joined by Jack Steele from the St Kilda Football Club. Make sure you join the Saints as they march towards 60,000 members. Head to saintsmembership.com.au today.
Bill.
Yeah.
If you mention HBA one more time, whatever that joint's called.
GMHBA.
I don't even give a shit what it's called. I'm not this particular segment with Steely. You're not mentioning that shithole again.
Steely, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owen.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, when the Saints marching.
Now,
poor old Steely.
Jackie boy.
Now, tell him about this list.
I got bored on a plane because I got delayed again, Steely, and I was parked on the bloody tarmac about a month and a half ago. So while I was sitting there, I decided to come up with a top 5 blokes who we love how they go about it.
Yeah.
Now, the criterion... Is this
criteria?
Never shut up, Bill. Never play for a free kick. Keep your feet. Never take a backward step. Behave properly. Handle winning and losing with class. And you would want them playing for your team. All right. So the top 5, and I'm biased, Steely. So the number 1 in the top 5, the rest aren't ranked, was Ben Cunnington, even though he hasn't played.
Yep.
So he's in there.
Who else, Jeff?
Alex Pearce.
Yes.
Draper.
Spoke to him.
Callan Ward.
Spoke to him.
Jack Steele. And Steely, this is what Callan Ward had to say when we talked to him.
I was always going to have Jack Steele in there. When I saw his name in there, I thought definitely he's up there.
There you go. So even Wardy wanted you in.
That's a fair rap from the cement head himself.
Exactly right. And what do you think about that top 5 list?
Yeah, I think it's all pretty fair. I think it's fair that Cunnington's in there. Obviously, he hasn't played a fair bit of footy over the last couple of years, but he's a fridge and someone that I've had the privilege to play on a fair bit, and he just goes about it the right way. But, yeah, it's a fair honour to be a part of that list. It was just your list, JB, wasn't it?
Just my list, Steely. And I tell you, you've got about another 4 weeks on it.
Yep.
Because next year, if you've already been on, you can't get on again. So that'll be the end of you, and I'll pick a fresh 5 next year. But you were in the inaugural top 5.
I appreciate it, mate. It means a lot.
I got one, but it goes the other way.
Right, have you?
Yeah. Now, Jackie boy, I wanted to ask you about Dan Hannabury. We're all excited to see him play and play so well on the weekend. He's had a terrible run. And I read with interest today in the Herald Sun, Jim. He self-funded his trip to Germany. This is Dan. Mm-hmm. And also took a pay cut worth thousands of dollars at the start of the season. So that is good to hear and good to see him back in the side.
Absolutely. It's great to see him get back to playing AFL footy, something that we haven't seen a lot of with Hannes in a Saints jersey, but it was just awesome. He was just class out there, and he's such a experienced player and has so much, brings so much leadership to our side that we're a better side with him in it. So, yeah, it's great that he was able to do those things. They're team first acts to help us get better, and yeah, hopefully we can just sort of see him play out the rest of the year and hopefully beyond that.
A couple of high-quality players retiring in the West. Like to pick your brains on them, Jack Steele. Josh Kennedy is the first one and David Mundy the second. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I was actually both surprised when I saw they were retiring. I thought they at least had another year or two left in them, to be honest. I think they're playing some great footy, especially David Mundy at the moment. He's someone that I've always idolised when I've been playing on them in the years gone past, but he's just so good, and I just don't really understand how he can be retiring because he seems to be flying at the minute, but it is their choice, and yeah, I wish him all the best with whatever's next for him. But yeah, it's a sad day, I suppose, to see those sorts of blokes leave the game.
Are we at a stage in the AFL where a player can say he's leaving a club halfway through the year, a la, and say, Luke Jackson? How would we go as a club and supporters if he come out and said, I'm leaving and I'm going to Freo? Are we at that stage?
I don't think we are as
not mature enough
as a league, but I do like I do follow the rugby league a little bit.
Yeah.
And they do that, and I find it so bizarre that they'll announce they're going to another side next year, but everyone else just gets on with it. They still play in the side. I find it very bizarre, but it seems to work. So I suppose I don't really have a stance on it just yet. I haven't really thought about it too much, but
good question, eh, Jack?
As a league, we're probably ready for it.
Did you grow up a Canberra Raiders fan? That's how they say it. Canberra.
Absolutely.
Well, smell my finger. Melma?
No, Melma, Jim. Yes.
Was he around then, Steely?
No, I think he was early 90s, and I was born in 95, so I think I just missed him.
Well, that would be good.
Oh, the oath they were. So who was your hero growing up playing for them?
Todd Carney. He was a pretty good player at the time when he was there, and Simon Wolford, who was the captain, you probably wouldn't know him, but no. we didn't have a great era when I was sort of coming up supporting them, but they're due for some success, that's for sure.
Talking about Nuffy VIP supporters, yes, haven't we? And Eric Banner, what's he like?
He's a great man. Yeah, he's a great St Kilda person. Yeah. Loves footy, loves the club, and loves getting around the boys and getting to know everyone. So yeah, it's great that we've got such a big supporter like him with us.
And he is a Nuffy. He loves it.
Oh, he does.
Not telling you anything you don't know, Jackie boy, but you've got Geelong in Geelong, then Brisbane and Sydney at Marvel to round out the season. So this is a big run home.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's going to be a fair challenge for us this weekend, and then the weeks after that are going to be tough as well. But I suppose we just got to play every game as if it's a final, because it basically is for us. But if we can get through this week, we know we got two interstate clubs at our home deck at Marvel. So, we just got to take it one week at a time. And Bill, where are we playing again this weekend, Bill?
GMHBA Stadium down there with the lights,
turn
Jackie
off,
boy.
It off.
Get down there, the lights, the natives, you'll love it. Good luck, Jack.
Cheers, fellas.
Well done, Steely. You're a star, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Jack Steele from the St Kilda Football Club on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Experience one of the oldest rivalries in world rugby, Wallabies versus All Blacks. The Bledisloe Cup is back in Melbourne for the first time since 2010, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster. Don't miss out.